Welcome to the Beacon broadcast from Beacon Baptist Church in Burlington, North Carolina, featuring expositional Bible teaching by Pastor Greg Barkman. If you'd like to correspond with the Beacon broadcast, or if you wish to support this radio ministry, write to the Beacon broadcast, Post Office Box 159, Alamance, North Carolina, 27201, or find us on the web at beaconbaptist.com. BeaconBaptist.com. The Beacon broadcast is supported in part by the gifts of faithful listeners. Now, with today's message from God's Word, here is Greg Barkman.
On the broadcast yesterday, we looked at the believer's confession in 1 John 4:15. It says, "Whoever confesses that Jesus is the Son of God." And we learned that this confession is to say the same thing that God says about Jesus. Now, I tried to demonstrate that to you by going at it from two or three different angles, but it all came back to the same point, no matter how you look at it. And we could arrive at the same position simply by looking at that word confess, which in its essence means to say the same thing, to agree with, to render verbal assent based upon common understanding, and then to look at how that word is used in this verse. Whoever confesses that Jesus is the Son of God, whoever says the same thing about Jesus that God does. And how do we know what God has said about Jesus? He's given us a Bible. He's given us His Word, the Bible, which is the very Word of the living God. And in that, He has told us who Jesus is and the essential things that we need to know about Jesus in order to be able to believe on Him. And those who do believe on Him, savingly believe on Him, are those who also gladly confess Him. They verbally declare their faith in the Jesus Christ of the Bible, the one that God has revealed to us in His Word. That is the believer's confession. But now we want to take up, secondly, the believer's condition in the last part of verse 15. And we'll do that right after I welcome you to this Friday, November 2 edition of the Beacon broadcast, and thank those radio listeners whose financial gifts enable us to minister God's Word on this station. What is the believer's condition? The first part of the verse gives his confession. Whoever confesses that Jesus is the Son of God. The last part of the verse gives the condition that is indicated by this confession. What is that? God abides in him, and he in God. God abides in him, and he in God. That's a wonderful statement. That's a wonderful promise. Whoever confesses that Jesus is the Son of God, God abides in him, and he in God. Now, who is included in this promise? Whoever. We like those words, don't we? And you have one here in the opening word of 1 John 4:15. Whoever confesses that Jesus is the Son of God. This promise includes whoever experiences the qualifying confession, regardless of any other condition. Whoever confesses that Jesus is the Son of God, God abides in him, and he is God. Anyone whosoever who makes that confession as an accurate expression of the faith of their heart, this can be said about them: God abides in that one, and that one is joined to God. Whoever, regardless of race, whoever, regardless of religious background or religious denomination, whoever, regardless of educational attainment or lack thereof, whoever, regardless of wealth or lack of that, whoever, regardless of social privilege, belonging to a prominent family, or lack of social privilege, having none of the trappings of social privilege in this world, it makes no difference who you are. If you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God has raised him from the dead, you will be saved. Or, as this text says, whoever confesses that Jesus is the Son of God, God abides in him, and he in God. What is this blessed condition? I've called it the believer's condition. Well, it is twofold. God abides in him, and he abides in God. God abides in him. This is amazing, an amazing statement, an amazing promise. Whoever confesses that Jesus is the Son of God, God, Almighty God, abides in him. The invisible, eternal, omnipotent Creator lives in me and in you, if you qualify as one who confesses these words, these truths, whoso confesses that Jesus is the Son of God. We talked earlier, based on the wording of verse 12, about the invisibility of God. No one has seen God at any time. And we have talked about the transcendence of God, how that God is above and apart his creation. And yet, this is also true. The personal presence of God, the immanence of God, not only with his creation, but his personal presence in the life of everyone who confesses the truth about Jesus Christ. What is true of him? God abides in him. The eternal, omnipotent Creator abides in him. God has claimed him and taken possession of him. And therefore, if you are in that category, you possess divine enablement for whatever God requires of you, whatever God demands of you, whatever God instructs you to do. You have God abiding in you. Let that soak in. But that's not all of this blessed condition. It is not only true of that one that God abides in him, but it is also true that he abides in God. The one who, from a believing heart, makes a true confession about the person and work of Jesus Christ, abides in God. He is joined to God. He doesn't really say abides. That's an understood word that I stuck in there. But God abides in him and he in God. It could very well intend to say God abides in him and he abides, using that word again, abides in God, but it's not there in the text. God abides in him, he lives in him, and he in God. He is joined to God. He is in union. We sometimes call this vital union with God, or specifically, in this case, with Christ, who, of course, is God. Vital union, being joined to Christ, who said to his disciples, I am the vine, you are the branches. He who abides in me, and I in him, similarity of language there, he who abides in me, and I in him, the same brings forth much fruit. And the analogy is clear. Christ is the source of life, and when we are joined to him, then his life flows into us like the sap from the vine flows into the branches of the vine or any living plant this is true of. And so those who from a believing heart confess the truth about Jesus Christ have God Almighty abiding in them. We sometimes sing the song, Christ liveth in me, Christ liveth in me. Oh, what a salvation this, that Christ liveth in me. That is amazing. And at the same time, knowing that God abides in him, it is also true that he is joined to God. God abides in me, and I belong to him. God lives in me, and I live in him. That is, I live in the sphere of his great being. God abides in me because I have been brought by the work of the Holy Spirit to believe the truth about Jesus Christ and his salvation, and to cast myself upon Christ for my soul's salvation. I have been brought by the work of the Holy Spirit to recognize my need as a sinner and to cast myself upon the person and work of Jesus Christ as my only hope of salvation. Because I have been brought by the work of the Spirit of God to be joined to Christ in life-giving union, I now belong to him. I no longer belong to the world. I did once, but I don't now. Now I belong to Jesus. Jesus belongs to me. That's a wonderful truth. It's an amazing truth. We really shouldn't get over the wonder of that. And so what is the believer's confession? Whoever confesses that Jesus is the Son of God, whoever confesses the Orthodox Apostolic Gospel sufficiently to publicly identify with it, to that one and to all of those, the following statement applies. Whoever confesses that Jesus is the Son of God, God abides in him and he in God. That's both a statement of fact as well as a promise. God promises to come into the life of everyone who trusts in Jesus and to abide with him and to remain with him and to never leave him, but to stay with him. God abides in him and he in God. That's not the way we normally think about salvation or talk about salvation, but this is what is taught about salvation in this text, in 1 John 4:15, and I think it is something that we ought to think about more often. Salvation is having the living God abiding in you. Salvation is having you joined by the work of God's Holy Spirit to the living God, so that you are in living union, living contact, living connection with the eternal God of the universe, the very life of God, that eternal life of God is flowing into you and through you because of the work of God's Spirit in joining you to Christ and bringing you to repentance and faith in him. A wonderful truth. And so the believer's confession is whoever confesses that Jesus is the Son of God, and the believer's condition is God abides in him and he in God. Wonderful truth. We'll continue, Lord willing, on Monday. Until then, Greg Barkman saying good day. May God give you his eternal peace.